The Dragon Sitter's Party by Josh Lacey. Read by David Thorpe.
Abracadabra, kazam, kazoom, prepare to be amazed. The world-famous master of magic, Mr. Mysterio, will be appearing at Eddie's birthday party. Come and see his incredible tricks. You will not believe your eyes. At Eddie's house on Saturday the 25th of March from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Please RSVP to Eddie's mum.
From Edward Smith Pickle to Morton Pickle, date Monday the 20th of March. Subject, my party. Dear Uncle Morton, did you get my invitation? I just wanted to check because you're the only person who hasn't RSVP'd. I hope you can come. It's going to be a great party. We're having a magician. Love from your favourite nephew, Eddie. From Morton Pickle to Edward Smith Pickle, date Tuesday the 21st of March, subject re my party. Dear Eddie, I would have loved to have come to your party. There is very little that I enjoy more than the work of a good magician. Unfortunately, I have already promised to stay in Scotland and help on the farm with Mr. McDougall, who is a man short this weekend. That man is, of course, our mutual friend Gordon, who is very excited about coming to see you. He talks about nothing else. I can hardly believe that he only met your mother a few weeks ago. He already seems to know much more about her than I do, and I've known her an entire lifetime. Mr. McDougall only agreed to give Gordon the weekend off if I would work in his place. It is the lambing season here, and the farm has never been busier. He will be bringing a small birthday surprise for you. With love from your affectionate uncle, Morton. From Edward Smith Pickle to Morton Pickle, date Wednesday the 22nd of March, subject your surprise. Dear Uncle Morton, thank you for the surprise. I can't wait to see what it is. Mum is very excited about Gordon coming to visit. She keeps buying new dresses, then taking them back to the shop because they're not quite right. I'm sorry you can't come to my party. I know my friends would like to meet you. Will you come next year instead? I'll send you some pictures of Mr. Mysterio sawing someone in half. Apparently, that's the best bit of his act. I'm going to suggest he does Emily. She said that's not funny, and I said I wasn't trying to be funny. I just thought the house would be a bit more peaceful if I only had half a sister. Love from Eddie. From Edward Smith Pickle to Morton Pickle, date Thursday the 23rd of March, subject special time. Dear Uncle Morton, Gordon has arrived with your surprise. Mum was definitely surprised, but not in a good way. She said if she'd wanted your dragons to come and stay, she would have invited them. She was hoping to spend some special time with Gordon this weekend, but she says their time isn't going to be very special if she's got to look after two dragons. Not to mention the 19 kids who will be descending on the house on Saturday afternoon. Of course, I was very happy to see them. I can't believe how much Arthur has grown. He's also getting quite good at flying. We put him in the garden in case he needed a poo after the long drive, and he almost got over the wall. It's lucky he didn't, because Mrs. Kapelski was pruning her roses, and she has a weak heart. I do wish Ziggy and Arthur could stay for my party. I know my friends would like to meet them, but Mum said, not a chance, Buster. Could you come and get them? ASAP. Love from Eddie. From Edward Smith Pickle to Morton Pickle, date Thursday the 23rd of March, subject dinner. Dear Uncle Morton, I just rang both your numbers, but there was no answer. Are you already on your way to collect the dragons? I hope so, because Mum says they are living on borrowed time. She and Gordon.